So, Todd, we were talking. Todd's going to go on TV in a second. It is the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. We were talking earlier about this guy. While we're talking about, you know, getting busy, there's a guy who has this thing that he's into, which is kind of unique. And he likes to put a pie in a woman's face and then eat it off her face. And that's what the thing that he's into is.
He's a pie guy.
So as a huge pie fan, Todd, your thoughts?
Wow. This, you know, could go in a, this conversation could go a lot of different directions. And yeah. I think we should just keep it as
silent,
as PC and simple and silent as possible. Yes.
Well, that's one way to get rid of all those pies on Thanksgiving when your mother-in-law brings
this
up all those
point.
Pies, right?
Sure.
So, you know,
right. You need a vessel.
Right.
You need a vessel.
Exactly.
To consume.
A vessel.
A vessel.
Yes. So, I mean, why not? Yes, a woman's face. Sure.
Right.
Sure. Get over here, pal.
Come here, Rach.
I'm sure she'd love it. I'm sure she'd be really into it.
Yeah. How's pecan sound this evening?
Ooh, that's a rough one. That's going to leave cuts. I forgot about pecan pie.
Right.
Man, that's sticking right to your face.
Well, what if she has a nut allergy? You know?
Oh, jeez.
Then that could
be bad. Oh, my God.
Pecan. Maybe we should just stick to pumpkin.
You don't want to put nuts on the face if there's an allergy.
Oh, my
because
God. Really,
like, or like a peanut butter pie. Like, we couldn't do that one.
I'm turning his mic down. I'm turning his mic down.
I think it's time to turn Blake's mic down right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
That's a great idea, Kelly.
I was talking about pie.
Oh, my God.
Well, you said pecan pie. I was just thinking of other pies that have nuts. You have to. Well, or what if she has a gluten sensitivity?
Yeah.
Oh, Todd has to go on TV, I think.
I think he's like, see you later.
He probably
went like, early. Oh,
bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So someone we were having this conversation earlier about this guy's, you know, thing that he's into is, and the woman found this out like on their date, like they hooked up.
It was like a one night stander.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, can I, so I have a pie in the kitchen. And she's like, what? And then, of course, obviously told everyone she knows about this guy.
Of course. Yes.
As I would.
Yeah, right? Like, instantly I would text you.
You're not going to believe this.
It's 3 a.m. You know? What do you need, Blake? I just met this guy.
Yeah. I have to tell you.
Wake up.
Someone texted, we were talking about this earlier, and someone texted and said, oh my God, he must love Hannaford at Thanksgiving and because they're full of pie. And, you know, so that's like his high season, you know,
right.
His like busy season.
Right. He stocks up, puts them in the freezer just, for, you know.
That made me think, imagine having the pie fetish guy at your Thanksgiving gathering.
Oh, gross.
And, you know, the desserts come out and he just starts making awkward eye contact and like looking at like another single person there and looking down at the pie and looking back up at the single person and looking down at the pie.
Do you want it to go? Do you want it to go, Jeff?
Yeah.
There's a lot of pies left over. Mind if I take one?
Right.
Get
yes,
out of here, Jeff.
We always have an extra for you.
Okay. We're packing them up for you. We know. We know. We don't need to hear anymore.
Yeah. That's Jeff's theme song right there.